This next one is another popular one I used in speeches called indispensable. Sometimes when you're feeling important, sometimes when your ego's in bloom, sometimes when you take it for granted you're the best qualified in the room, sometimes when you feel that you're going would leave an unfillable hole, just follow this simple instruction and see how it humbles your soul. Take a bucket and fill it with water. Put your hand in it up to the wrist. Pull it out, and the hole that's remaining is a measure of how you'll be missed. Now, you can splash all you want when you're in it. You can stir the water galore. But stop. You'll find a minute. It looks quite the same as before. Now, the moral to this quaint example is to do that just the best that you can. Be proud of yourself. But remember, there's no indispensable man. And I usually said after that, that's against everything I believe in. I don't believe any power above us ever created a human being that was dispensable. We're all indispensable. But that was written by Robert Browning Hamilton, not Robert Browning, who was married to Elizabeth Barrett Browning.